Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's that time again. It's Monday morning. Hope you had a great Easter and everything and a weekend. Brock Bucks in the Berg podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend of me, Derek Brock, out there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yours truly, minus the scrambled eggs and sausage in Los Angeles. Mark Mancini, 347-205-9631. This show goes by quick. Catch it on an archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, more of him, less of me, let me lay the red carpet down, put that podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Tarek, how are you? How was your Easter? It seemed like it was great. Afterwards, celebrating after that 1-0 win against the White Sox, and how can people get a hold of you?
Man, good morning to you. Doing great. Had a really good Easter. Which is good. It was a really good win for us. A 1-0 win against a good Chicago White Sox baseball team. So it was good, and got to catch up with my family. And online, yeah, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Facebook is just simple. It's just first and last name, TarikBrock. And on Instagram and Twitter and even TikTok, just add the SR at the end of Brock, and then there you go. You can find me there. So it was good. How was your Easter?
It was great. Not long enough. It never is. But, thanking the Lord for the great day is unbelievable, to say the least. And that's what's really important in more ways than one. But you guys, is there any more Sox out here? Because you guys are now 5-1 against both the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. So is there any more Sox that we need to wash?
I know we got them, really quick, real early in the season. And then, tonight we got the defending World Series champions in. So, again, we continue to get to measure ourselves against the best. We just have to do it, minus our big man, our leadoff man, O'Neill Cruz.
Well, we talked about in the pre-chat, you can't win a World Series in April, but you can definitely put the pedal to the metal and establish yourself as a serious contender this month. Any thought to that?
Yes. We're off to a really good start. You can't win a championship in April, but you can set yourself on the good path and the good course, to play good baseball, from now into the rest of the season. And, it helps you when you do hit those bumps in the roads, those skids, and if you start out and you're below 500 and you hit a skid, that's tough. We'll take where we're at, right now. We're not satisfied. We're the little brothers in our division that's pushing, to win a pennant or get into playoff contention. And so everything is of the matter to us.
Well, when you look at it, you come back for the home opener. The city's a buzz. The pirate wear's out there. The tailgate's going. Place is sold out. And McCutchen gets a standing ovation, soaking that all in. That had to be something coming back from that 4-2 road trip.
You know what? It was awesome. It was what everyone hoped that the city would do, for Kutch, and they did. They showed up, and they did an outstanding job of being there and supporting them, and that's all that we could ask for. They were lively, and so and it carried on even to the other days. It wasn't quite, a sellout, but the support was tremendous.
Well, and not only that, on that Friday thing, Rich Hill, former Dodger, Luis Giolito, a former California kid. That must have been the Battle of L.A. there, looking, and you're standing there just watching this thing, saying, well, I'm an L.A. guy, too.
You know what? I was. Sometimes it's fun, just sitting there and even the first baseman, Vaughn was from, California as well. So it was really good. But the cool thing about that game is just to say the last, 3 years, we would have lost that game. You know, get out to a league team, yeah, comes back on us, you know, tie us up, even go ahead. You know, we would have lost that game, you know, 2 years ago, even last year. And, you know, to come back and keep battling back and win. And even, you know, the next night, you know, we got down and fought to get back, just to, you know, to fall short. It shows you where this team is.
Well, and not only that, we talked about it the other day, that veteran leadership, bringing in the Choys, the Santanas, and Rich Hill and Connor Joe. And, boy, Connor Joe, that on Friday, man, that bottom of the order, the 7, 8, 9, they must have had 9 hits. Connor Joe with 3 doubles. I've always loved this kid ever since he was with Colorado. And, boy, bringing that kind of leadership and skill set into Pittsburgh is going to be beneficial this year.
You know what? He's steady for us, you know, and I always say it, and I've said it, you know, since he's been here, he's been the anchor of our outfield group, you know, meaning he could play, you know, both corners, but he just brings a steadiness. He's a professional. He does everything, you know, that you ask him to do. He asks questions in between, and he's just the type of guy that you want on your ball club. So we're happy that we have him.
And Saturday was a tough one. I thought, okay, we'll fall behind a little. We'll come back on these guys. But I think the seventh inning did us in.
Yes, you know, especially when you get to the last frame, the last three innings, you know, trying to make up a deficit with such little time left in the game, it's tough. I'm not saying that it can't be done, but at that point in time, you know, it was just too big for us.
Yeah, and then yesterday, the masterpiece, the pitching Oviedo, unbelievable, 1-0, but the loss with O'Neill Cruz, and they say it's indefinitely, and I'm trying to figure out the word indefinitely, what that means. Is it a couple months? Is it 3 months? Is it serious enough to keep them out even longer than that? Because that's a big blow. But the depth you've created the last, you know, 3-4 years there with Shelton and the crew, you guys can overcome it.
You know, yeah, it definitely just gives, you know, time. It gives time. Like, because, you know, the biggest thing when you go in to have a surgery, and even when I had mine this past offseason, was they call it a game time decision. They don't know what exactly it looks like until they get in there and really see how bad it is. And then after, you know, surgery sometime, you know, they'll give a report or a possible, you know, timeline from there. So we just hope for the best case scenario. He's young, praying that he heals, you know, quickly and safely, and be able to come back and return to form like we know he can.
Yeah, and then I think the last time we saw this was a couple of years ago when we were talking when the Mets came to town playing your Bucks, that the benches and everything cleared. This time Carlos Santana took exception to it and sticking up for his teammate. And everybody had a little get together there.
Yeah, you know what it was, you know, two things. It was, you know, Carlos sticking up, you know, for his little brother and his little big brother in O'Neill Cruz, and then you had, you know, Kopech, you know, sticking up for his catcher and things like that. And so yeah, it got to a point, and you know, we all came out, and then, you know, it escalated a little bit, you know, from there. But the cool thing was that, you know, peaceful heads, cool heads, you know, prevailed in that situation to where it didn't turn into something that could have been super, super serious right there. And one thing that we all have to remember is that, you know, the world is watching, you know, where things get replayed over and over again. So it was cool that a lot of guys came in with their peacemaker, you know, hats on.
Yeah, look at Brian Reynolds, man, MVP-like start already. Man, oh, man, this kid is just keeps getting better. Progress over regress. Man, you see him up close. It's nice to see he's tearing the ball off, that you know, that cover off that ball.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It is fun to watch him, you know, get out and perform and do everything that we know he can do. It's cool that he's gotten off to a good start this early, which is really good. And we're just looking forward to him carrying it on And, you know, here's the point, you know, to me, he's not even hot yet, right? There's times when he's hot in over a two-day period, you know, he's 8 for 9 or, you know, 10 for 11, you know, with 4 home runs and, you know, 15 runs driven in. He's just playing really good ball. He's leading our team, you know. And the cool part of it, he hasn't had many at-bats from the right-hand side. So to me, you know, the sky's the limit for him this year. And I had one umpire that said, like, before he finished playing that he's going to win a batting title, and I'm okay with him doing it this year.
Yeah, definitely. And now the Houston Astros, the defending World Series champs, come to town. I had a chance, Bill North and myself, talk with Dusty Baker a few months back, and I said, when you get into Pittsburgh, you're going to feel the wrath of the Bucks train coming. So Dusty's a great guy. And this team comes in with the same arsenal that they won the World Series with, pretty much Bregman and all the guys. What are you looking for in this 3 games? It's going to be electric in the city, I imagine, sellouts. And even on the day game on Wednesday before you guys go to St. Louis and Colorado.
You know, it's going to be a good series. You know, hoping that people come out and see the World Series champions. You know, they earned it. You know, and for us, it's going to be a good, fun, exciting series. You know, we get this series at home, which is good, similar to, you know, the Yankee series last year where we got them here just only for 2 games. This one we extended, or the league extended it by 1 game, which is good for us, you know, just to see, you know, where that team started in 13. And when I joined Houston in 14 to see where they are now, it's good. You know, you can see where we're trending. But, you know, the biggest thing for this series is, you know, how will our young guys continue to, you know, adapt to some really, you know, high caliber, you know, pitching that's not in our division that we're familiar with. But it also goes on the other side as well. How are pitchers going to attack, you know, these hitters that you have no experience with? You know, not even in spring training. So that'll be a good thing right there. And then just seeing how each team capitalizes or utilizes their athleticism when they're on the bases. And I think that's a really, really cool thing. Because if you got good pitching going, you can't just sit back and just wait to slug and see what happens. Just seeing which team will push the envelope or the tempo first.
Well, and not only that, imperative that you just keep taking series. I mean, ever since the Cincinnati took 2 out of 3, you've dropped both the Red Sox and White Sox and get out of this series with a sweep or at least take 2 out of 3 and then move on to St. Louis. But, you know, looking up at the Brewers, 7-2, you guys are 6-3. It must feel good that you're just chasing one team right up there. And we talked about it. You know, it's a long season. You've said it before. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon, but that's got to really feel good this early in the season, winning 6-9.
Yes, it's always good to get off to a really good start, you know, especially, you know, when you're relatively young, you know, and get off to a good start in your division. The biggest thing in talking with, you know, guys, you know, players and also, you know, umpires is that, you know, you don't have those teams where, you know, you're playing, you know, one team, you know, 19 times. And if that team is not up to par, you know, you're banking on winning 17 out of 19. Well, that's gone. And all of a sudden now you're playing a team that you know, you don't really play. And all of a sudden you lose 2 to 3 and you add that up over, you know, 4 teams, you know, or 5 teams in that division. You know, that's a huge turnaround between, you know, winning the division and then, you know, fighting for, you know, a wild card, a second wild card, you know, position. So it's going to be really good. It's going to be really, really interesting to see how, you know, the rest of this homestand, which is 3 games, and then going on the road for 7 days, like you said, 4 days in St. Louis, and then going out to Colorado, a team that, you know, like we said, you only see, you know, once or twice a year, and this time we're heading out there.
Yeah, In the last 10 seconds, the Lakers are in a play-in game, 17-8 in their last pretty much 20-something games. Man, that's got to be amazing. And they're going to be taking on a scrappy Timberwolves team. I like their chances.
You know what? They have a chance if they can defend, you know, at a high level. You know, and then also it all depends on the health of Anthony Davis. That's been said, you know, going back to his days in New Orleans, if he could just come in and perform at a high level, stay healthy, you know, allow LeBron to, you know, take over when he needs to. And then, you know, having really good guard play, you know, Austin Reeves and then D'Angelo Russell, they could step up, you know, would be really huge as well. And then getting something, you know, from your bench, it's going to be huge too. So, and then, you know, they get to that point, and then, you know, they get past that, then they got the Memphis Grizzlies, which is a really good, you know, hungry team. You know, they're still playing really good basketball. But again, you know, if they can hold serve on their home court and then steal one, you know, in Memphis, you know, they got a chance. So anything can happen in the playoff series.
Well, I'm looking forward to Friday in St. Louis. Tell Dusty Baker I love him. I just don't love him in this series.
Yeah, I can't wait to catch up with him, you know, myself in person.
God bless you, man. It's always a pleasure. And we'll touch bases in St. Louis. See you in St. Louis Friday morning.
That sounds good, man. Everyone have a great rest of your week. Can't wait to, you know, reconnect on Friday from St. Louis and, you know, share what these next few days will be like.
Oh, I love them dearly. It's about 80 degrees today in Los Angeles. I don't want to rub it in, you know, but it's going to be a nice one. It's going to be a nice one. In sunny Los Angeles. For Tarek Brock out there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. We'll touch bases with you Friday from St. Louis. Catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Have a nice one, guys, and thanks for tuning in.